A shooting at Florida State University, FSU, on Thursday afternoon has left at least 6 people injured, with one in critical condition, according to Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. The hospital is currently treating the victims and confirmed it is actively receiving and caring for patients from the incident. Law enforcement officials confirmed that a suspect is in custody. Authorities have not yet released the identity of the shooter or a motive, citing the ongoing nature of the investigation. The shooting was reported near FSU's student union, prompting an emergency lockdown and urgent shelter-in-place instructions from university officials. An active shooter has been reported in the area of student union, the university posted on X. Police are on scene or on the way. Continue to seek shelter and await further instructions. Florida Department of Law Enforcement and local police are actively engaged in the response effort. Emergency alerts from FSU's notification system advise students and faculty to lock doors, stay away from windows, and await clearance from authorities. Eyewitnesses described chaotic scenes across campus. Emily Palmer, a 21-year-old student, told CNN she was near the student union when alerts came through. "I'm shaking, it's just a lot going on," she said. "I have friends in class right now who are getting evacuated by police with their hands up." Another student, Joshua Sermons, recounted being inside the university's main library when alarms rang out. Law enforcement later escorted students out of the building with their hands raised. FSU's Director of Transportation, Richard Rind, also reported sheltering in place as emergency vehicles surrounded campus. "We are locked down in a building across the street," he told CNN, adding that he heard gunshots and saw people running. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis expressed support for the FSU community, writing on X, "Our prayers are with our FSU family and state law enforcement is actively responding." Florida Attorney General James Uthmeer also confirmed that his office is responding. Law enforcement is continuing to clear buildings on the main campus as the investigation develops. Further updates are expected as more information becomes available.